today on our daily rock and rant, the cautionary tale of Roger Waters and Ego Run Amok. You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. All right, I was doing a little robot there. Did you guys catch any of that? And if you hang out with me live while I'm doing these things, you can see me do weird stuff like the robot. And anyways, who wants to see that? Anyways, you're listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. LudiniRockandRollCircus.com is the website. Please check back often. We are going live usually every Tuesday, but tonight it's going to be Wednesday on Rock Rage Radio Live on Facebook. That gets mixed down and put all together and edited together and goes up on Rock Rage Radio. Please support Rock Rage Radio. You can get the app at RockRageRadio.com. In addition to that, there are these great podcasts like this one, our Daily Rock and Rant. Tons of interviews, lots of cool stuff, awesome merchandise, Patreon, anything you could want is right there at LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. We are keeping great guitar-driven rock alive. That is our mission. So let's get into it today. Roger Waters and Ego Run Amok. And this is pretty much what happens. Early to mid 1980s, after the success of The Wall, Pink Floyd releases The Final Cut. It was an album that originally was intended to have, just like The Wall, a mixture of Roger Waters and David Gilmour songs, all new stuff. But Waters was hot to get something out, and he said, "No, David, we're not waiting for you. We're going to do all my songs." And these are leftover. They were leftover songs that didn't get put on The Wall, the album The Wall, the project The Wall, not The Wall. David was like, wait, I'll write some material. And Roger wouldn't hear anything of it. In fact, David's name, I know, doesn't appear with any songwriting credit at all. I'm pretty sure he's credited as the guitar player, but it was a giant falling out between the two. He really kind of embarrassed or attempted to humiliate David Gilmour by not wanting any of his songs on this record, not giving him a chance to write any songs on the record. So they put this record out. It had great critical acclaim. Let me ask you a question. Can you name me a song from The Final Cut? I don't remember hearing any songs from The Final Cut on the radio. I bought the album at the behest of some friends of mine who I really respect as musicians. They're like, oh my God, you've never heard The Final Cut. You have to get it. And I got it. And quite frankly, it's great, but it does not have the songwriting, in my opinion, that The Wall has, that many of their other albums have. It's great playing. It's wonderfully produced. I get the lyrical content and everything. In any case, so Waters goes on this Ego trip. It causes a big rift between the other leader in the band, which is David Gilmour. Now, what I think, a couple things I don't think Roger Waters was counting on was that David Gilmour is just as popular member of the band and just as much of a rock icon as Roger Waters, if not maybe even more so. David Gilmour is a legendary guitarist. He was at that time as well. Highly respected, highly influential. Many people loved his singing, loved his guitar playing, and loved his songwriting. So I think that Waters underestimated Gilmour's place in the band and overestimated his own. So basically what he did was he went to court to permanently disband Pink Floyd, and the courts were like, are you nuts? There's these other three guys here that will happily go out as Pink Floyd, and they have every right to be. They've been in the band practically since the beginning. David Gilmour was the new guy, but he'd been in the band for 10 years or so at that point anyways. And so Waters ends up kind of with egg on his face. He's thinking, you know, that he's gonna, you know, well, screw this. They can't do Pink Floyd without me. I'll show you. And Pink Floyd carried on very well, by the way, without him. This is always what's really bad, and this is really hard on somebody when, you know, you ever have one of those like relationships, you dump somebody, you break up or whatever, and you know you can't find a girlfriend or a boyfriend or anything for like a really long time, and they immediately get into another relationship and they're happy, and you're like, son of a, you know, it's a kick to the ego. And this caused a giant, even more widening rift between Gilmour and Waters. Waters, because he was also a member of Pink Floyd, he was allowed to use the name Pink Floyd. So he went out and said, screw it, I'm going to make my own Pink Floyd band and we're going to tour. But because Gilmour's band had pretty much all the original members and Roger Waters was like a solo act with some backup guys playing some Pink Floyd songs, you know, there was actually times where they'd be playing the same city on the same night and Waters might be playing like something like a fire hall or something like that. And Gilmour would be at the Goo Goo Dome. You know, it's some giant sports stadium. So this really, and Waters could never just come back and say, look, I screwed up. He could never eat crow and come back and say, until many years later, when they did finally get together, and they got on stage for a special event that they did, Live 8, I believe it was. There was a lot of tension during the rehearsals, but at the end, he brought Gilmour out and they did a big hug, and he announced publicly that it was, you know, his own ego that basically kept these four people, you know, him divorced from these three other great musicians. So there was a little bit of a late reconciliation there, but he spent years and years and years at war over this whole thing and not really able to get the kind of traction that Pink Floyd, I mean, had big albums after him. Momentary Lapse of Reason, huge album, big videos on MTV. The Division Bell, absolutely amazing. I get chills thinking about The Division Bell. That's one of my favorite Pink Floyd albums of all time. Just killer songwriting, amazing guitar work, just soaring melodies, absolutely beautiful album. So this is something to kind of think about, guys, you know, before you go off half-cocked and thinking you're like the cock of the walk, you're the big shit. Take a step back, take a breath, because if you're involved in something that's really big and really positive and really going well, it's very easy for us to let our egos get in the way, especially when there's other people around us telling you, yeah, you're the man, or maybe you have girlfriends or you have friends or whatever telling you, yeah, screw that guy, you don't need those people, you know. Take a breath, relax, and check that ego, because you don't want to end up in a situation where you eat crow for many, 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 many years, and then when you do try to reconcile, it's too little, too late, because that's essentially what happened. That is my sort of retrospective of my opinion on the whole Roger Waters situation. And just let me finish by saying, this is not a dig against Roger Waters. This could happen to anybody. And Roger Waters is one of my favorite musicians of all time. I grew up with him and David Gilmour. It was when those two guys had a falling out, it kind of like, I didn't honestly take it personal, but it really affected me because I'm such a huge Pink Floyd fan. So I don't want this to be a knock against Roger Waters. This is just a cautionary tale of what can happen when the ego just goes crazy. And sometimes, you know, it's like almost like another, like you're like possessed and you find yourself saying and doing things that are crazy. And so this is just something to think about. And what do you guys think? Are you more a Roger Waters person or more a David Gilmour person? I've already said I love Roger Waters. I do lean more towards David Gilmour because I am a guitar player and I think David Gilmour is one of the most important musicians in rock, not just one of the most important guitar players. You've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus Rock and Rant. It was actually Rock and Rant number 17. Appreciate you guys for hanging out. LudiniRockandRollCircus.com is our website. If you'd like to party with me live while I'm doing these things, we got some people chiming in right now. We're going to talk after we're done with this. You can go to LouLombardiMusic.com/InnerCircle. That is LouLombardiMusic.com/InnerCircle. And you get to hang out. We're going to chit chat for a little bit afterwards. You get some cool access. There's some cool music. There's a lot of special stuff I can't get into right now. A lot of exclusive materials that you can get by doing that. LouLombardiMusic.com/InnerCircle. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out. We're going to catch you all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.